Good morning. This shir is going to be aired the day after Shiva Subatamus, so it might be a little bit late, and hopefully it will not be relevant for the future. But just to touch on some other halachas with regards to Tanesim, Shem Gedalia Asar B'Tevis, Shiva Subatamus, where we only fast during the daylight hours, and we do not fast from the night before, so a person is able to eat in the nighttime and drink until he's went to bed. If a person goes to bed, he should make a tanai before he goes to bed that he's not accepting the tainus through the act of going to bed. There is an opinion which says that even if he does not speak out this condition in regards to drinking, he'd be allowed to drink because the stam das of people is that they might wake up in the middle of the night and want to have a drink. But in regards to achila, a person should make the tanai that he wants to eat. Otherwise, he's considered being makabel the tainus by going to sleep. If a person thought the tanai, even though he did not speak it out, so then he is bidyavad, that is sufficient. If a person was rogel to drink every morning when he gets up, then he would not need to speak that out. The Magen Rama says he does not need to speak out. We assume that was his das was. So if a person wants to get up early before the zman of the tainus and eat, so a person should make a condition beforehand to be able to do that in the morning. The person wakes up early to eat, so the time that he has to finish eating, the person is not allowed to eat and drink, eat before Tefillah Shacharis. So once Alos HaShachar comes, so you have now, the tainus has started, so you can't eat because of the tainus, and you also have a limitation, you can't eat before Shacharis. Furthermore, Chazal came along and said that even, not only can you not eat before Shacharis, but even in half an hour before the time of Shacharis, a person should not start a meal. So if Alos HaShachar is a time when Shacharis starts, so a half an hour before that, a person cannot start a meal. What constitutes a meal? So it's defined by bread, or possible bekisnin, bread-like mazarnas, more than a kebeya. So a person eats more than a kebeya, wants to eat more than a kebeya of bread or bread-like mazarnas, a person cannot start that meal after a half an hour before Alois. So let's say, for argument's sake, Alois is at 4:10 in the morning. So at 3:40 in the morning already, it'd be too late for him to start a meal. If he started before 3:40, he could continue eating until 4:10. A person wants to eat something which is not bread or bread-like mazarnas, so a person could start that even after 3:40, as long as he finishes by 4:10, which would be Alois HaShachar. What is considered the size of a kebeya, that we're saying you have a limit, you cannot eat more than a kebeya. So if a person pictures a loaf of rye bread, a 2-pound loaf of rye bread from the bakery, and person takes a slice out of the middle of the loaf, it's a large slice, that is the size of a kebeya. So a person wants to eat that amount or less of bread or bread-like mazarnas, it would be permitted to start after, in our example, 3:40. If a person wants to eat more than that, he would have to start before, in our example, he would have to start before 3:40 to be able to do that. So that is true in regards to any chakras. Nothing to do with the tainus. That's the general issue in regards to chakras. Anytime a person wants to wake up in the middle of the night, he woke up early and wants to catch a meal before davening, so he has this limitation. This is not a tainus related issue. This is a chakras related issue. The tainus issue, the Chazal did not make a tanai of a half an hour beforehand, and the only issue is finishing by Alois HaShachar. Regards to eating before Shacharis in general, if a person is, again, not in a tainus, there is an example where a person is allowed to eat even after Alois, a person who's a chola, and he's not able to daven without eating beforehand, is allowed to eat beforehand. And the Shulchan Aruch also talks about a person who has difficulty being mechaben, even the basic kavana would have a heter to eat. So in the case that a person is a chayla, or a person is feeling very, very out of sorts, he is not feeling well, a person would have a heter to eat before davening. In regards to eating before davening on Shabbos morning, the Mishnah Berurah raises the question, if you're allowed to eat, so is that considered Zman Suda, and therefore you would have a Chiyuv Kiddush? Therefore, it would be preferable, if possible, not to get involved in the situation and not eat before davening, but rather, if a person is really not well, the Mishnah Berurah feels that it's appropriate that if he could daven Shacharis by himself and then make Kiddush and eat something, he should do so, and then join the Tzibur for Kriyas HaTorah and for Musaf. Have a good morning.